Yeah, it's dark, dark, dark.
Yeah, yeah.
Came in here. I did not see that, and then I was looking at my photo and like, what the hell? And it was the Incredible Hulk. All right. Well, yeah. If you have any questions about the items in here.
No, I don't. I don't have any questions about anything in here. Is this how it was when you left?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What's up? Let me ask you. What's up with the safe room?
That's the tornado.
Tornadoes. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Lincoln actually has the. When I first got the house, I guess if there's some sort of tornado thing down here, I don't really know. It's known for tornadoes this area.
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's what I was told.
Wait, tornado path going through
here? Yeah, something.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? You gotta see this, Jim. It's like truly like the safe room. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
So, take a right here. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
I have a bunch of food and stuff in there. I don't know if it got burnt up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually any food anymore, but...
No, that's the drywall. Is that drywall?
Drywall, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I do weird.
Yeah. Did you have to put that in, or was that in when they bought the house?
It was a tornado, but then I didn't get out. I believe it was just the house, because we had to modify the door to get to it. So we bought that with the house.
Huh, that's pretty interesting. It's one of those things you can advertise that you rarely see.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was the kegerator. This was a little like spot you could prepare drinks or whatever. There was a popcorn machine on here.
Yeah.
There's a microwave underneath here. That is the fish tank. Holy crap.
We'll go back here.
Oh, back here, what do we have? Oh, this is a green screen for our filming. This was a green screen back here. Back in that corner was a label printer. That's what that is. Of course, the TV. There probably was some, maybe some shelves or something underneath here. I'm not too sure. Yeah. Back here was obviously a painting. About this wall. This is where the couch was, but there's no couch here. It was not here, clearly during the fire, but this is where the couch was. So it should be empty, a lot of empty space here.
Okay.
And then there's another light for our green screen.
Nothing else?
Hmm?
There was nothing else in this space?
Not that I remember. We had the green screen set up, we had... That picture
was the green screen across, like on the wall, blocking the door.
Yeah. So the green screen goes probably from here to about maybe like, well, you can probably
kinda
see
like the frames.
Kind of like how the frame is sitting right now.
Okay.
I guess the fire mouth of that, but yeah. So we could do. It was just over here. Yeah.
There's a door wall right here. So
yeah, that goes outside, and there's another one on the other.
All right.
Alright,
so popcorn machine,
microwave, there was probably a pizza machine, like a little pizza spinner,
right here,
either like in this area. The popcorn machine I'm pretty sure was right here, yeah, so then it's down there, okay, maybe the pizza machine was over there then? Oh, pizza machine's right here too.
Okay.
Alright, so this might have been cleaned off. I don't know if that would have fell or not. I thought it was up here, but maybe it was down the side. Maybe I cleaned it. Kegerator, fish tank. I don't think there's anything over here on this wall.
What about the shelves?
Oh, yeah, those are liquor shelves, where there was liquor on top of them.
Okay. There's a third one too, but it's not up. Holy crap. I did a number on that fish tank.
Where was the third one?
About...
Where the drywall's missing?
Yeah, so it's probably somewhere in this area. Probably where these... Maybe that screw is or something, or nail.
Okay.
It's with almost equal distance.
So those are like normal fifth liquor bottles that you're talking about, or?
They are random. So we have, there's Blue Label up there. We have special tequila. There's some bourbon. I can't remember everything that's up there.
Okay. All right.
There's glasses up there too.
Okay.
And then we move further this way. We have stuff down here. And there was a plastic here. There was this plastic thing that was over here. They had all the fish supplies on it, all the tubes, everything for the fish tank. There was a chair, a cool chair somewhere over here against the wall.
Like this thing?
Like one of these. I had a bunch of these in the house.
Okay.
So there was, I maybe had maybe three or four or five down here, but they would be maybe two against that wall. Within the corner was a dartboard. Hanging on this wall was the, somewhere in this area was the pool cue. The cue rack. The rack and all that stuff. There's probably... I think that's it. It would be the fish tank stuff, the pool cue rack, a chair. I don't know what else would be up here, but then there would be the dartboard here, and then underneath the dartboard was a like a cube, like a couple cubes, wooden cubes that had all the stuff, the dartboards and like the cleaner for the table and all that. This right here is flooring for this floor. Not this side over there. This side is epoxy. And then when we wrap against this wall, we are looking at, there was a heat sealer here, but it was just being stored here. So like for our mushroom farm, you could like heat seal the bags.
Is that that one that you like press down? And
yeah, you could press down. That was stored over here. Then we get over here, we have the lamp, which I believe you were talking about. It's right here, and then next to that, this is where I was telling you that the oil pan was, like right in here on the side.
Okay.
It was not under the stairs. It was right here. Okay. And then in here, all sorts of storage crap. I had some extra totes from when I got my storage unit cleared out. In here, you're going to find this stuff. So before we move the oil, there's some stacks of wood that I piled up. They were like wrapped up, like four, maybe three or four stacks. You look all the way back there. Clearly they were not all the way back here. They were stacked up more like in the middle here. When you say stacked up, like how many of them were stacked?
A lot of them?
Well, they're in bundles, so there's...
Okay.
Three bundles?
That's three or four bundles? That's for that stuff out there?
Yeah, it was in the pathway, so in order to get into the garage, that's what I just threw in there.
Okay.
Underneath here also, I don't know what was in the totes exactly, but there was some camping gear, there was some shirts and some shoes, kind of just like the random crap that I store, I just kind of like push back here and then where it is.
Okay.
And then... Yeah, I don't know. This is the bathroom right here. Not a lot of stuff here. It kind of looks like the same. Not a lot disappeared in here.
Okay.
There's an electrical. There's no electrical on this wall here, so that's where the lamp is plugged in.
Say that again.
There's no electrical on this wall. This little lamp was plugged in. Mm-hmm. There was a door here. So the lamp is here.
plugs into that thing.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know if you have any other questions.
So the basement's completely finished, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. What did you have for like a ceiling?
Popcorn ceiling.
Popcorn ceiling. So it's drywall with stucco on it?
Yeah, I believe okay. So. That's it. Yeah, all right. You could like scrape it. And.
Did you have any holes in walls and ceiling?
When I first moved in, we had some holes. We tried to seal them with like, it was on this wall, with like good stuff or whatever that foams up. Because we had like mice and stuff. But not like anything like a big hole. There's little holes throughout. I don't know like how to explain that.
That was work that you guys had done.
No.
Oh.
All the holes, the good stuff is yes. When there's holes here, I put the good stuff in there to block the holes.
You see the good stuff.
It's like a foam. Yeah, it's like
okay.
A spray foam. But it's part like this right here. There's no hole here. Like that was not there.
I think that's probably from the fire department guys. Trying to make sure there's no fire underneath or any kind of thing like that. So.
Over here in the corner, there's it's sealed, but there's a square, like cutout or something. There's like a hole, this right here. It's like a square cutout, and it was like a panel, but it just goes down to the bottom of the house, so you'd see like rocks. But there was on top of that was my cubes for the dartboard. So as far as holes go, that would be like the only thing that I can think of that.
Was it like, could it come out or is it?
Yeah, it pulls up.
Oh, this is right here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there. Yeah. So that
pulls up. Like a little trap door.
Yeah, but there's not anything besides gravel down there.
Okay. All right. So did you store any flammables in your basement?
Well, I mean, there's like liquor.
Okay.
There's camping stuff underneath the over here.
What is the camping stuff, like propane or tanks or something? Or what
there was insect repellent. There could have been like a small jet boil. That's a thing where you can go camping and it heats up like noodles or something like that.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I don't really know what was in the totes that were underneath there.
Okay.
Because I haven't got a chance to go through all of them yet.
All right. So alcohol, maybe some camping gear, anything else you can think of?
I don't know. Most of my stuff would be over in the lab.
Okay.
So if there's anything that was flammable, I think it would be mostly over there as far as like a liquid that, because we use 200 proof alcohol to do extractions, and that stuff's super flammable.
Oh, distill or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not to distill. Doesn't matter. You can put the mushrooms in there. It sits there for,
Okay.
So,
sure.
I don't know if any of that stuff would be over here, but I don't think it would be.
Okay. The water, your exterior water, so like your outside spigots, mm-hmm. Do you know if those were winterized, if they were on, off? Do you have any idea? Do you ever use them?
We used them, and they would have not been winterized.
Okay. All right. Anything else you could pick up? Like... All right. The solar panels. Any questions about solar panel stuff?
Yeah, did you have those put on, or were they already here?
I had them put on.
Okay, we've done that.
Yep, it was green panel on old 23.
No issues.
I always have issues with the, but not like electrical issues. It's more about building.
How does that work?
It gets pumped back into DTE, and then DTE gives you a credit, but DTE decides what they're going to give you the credit on. So, like, the system on the house was supposed to power the whole house to the point where it would be zeroed out every month, practically.
Uh-huh.
So in the summer, I'd gain a lot of credits, and then it kind of, like, disperses throughout the year.
Averages out, sure.
And then they send you the credits, or I guess they can sell those to, like, GM or something, so GM can say that they are buying solar credits. It's not exactly a very reputable thing on their end. It's a pain in the ass to get approved for.
Is it worth it in the long run?
Yeah, I think so.
This room here, did you have anything in this room? Did you store anything in the...
No, what you see is what's been in there.
Okay.
just the water filtration system. I don't know what that is. I don't know what some of the stuff is, but we added the water filtration system to the house. That's added.
Is your well working? The pump in the front yard.
Yeah. So they Adams Outdoor replaced the pump about a week before the fire. Maybe a week and a half. And I think you asked me in the meeting about all the water jugs in the house.
Yeah.
That was okay. Yeah.
How long were you without water?
Oh God, we were maybe a week. Cause I thought I could do it myself. Cause I went online and went on YouTube, and I was like, I couldn't get the pipe up. I was like, screw this.
I'm good.
I try to do things myself. So.
Yeah.
Was there anything stored on the pool table, underneath the pool table, anything like that?
I doubt there was anything on top of the pool table.
Is that something you use on a regular basis?
Yeah, okay. I use it on a regular basis, and I don't recall anything being on there. And underneath it, there might have been like maybe a bucket or something, or like a just like a maybe a little box of glasses or cups.
Okay.
But nothing flammable that I can remember. Like, nothing like that.
From what?
From the bar you're saying? Just like glasses. Yeah, it's extra overflow.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so everything was finished off. The ceiling was finished. The water was on.
Yes, there was running water.
The flammable so far we have is some liquor bottles over by the bar, and then the distillation stuff, or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
But that's kept over there.
Correct. So, okay. So and then there will be like camping stuff.
Well, it's hard to know what was here and what wasn't here because it's, you know what I mean, half the stuff burned up. So, anything else you can think of?
Man, I basically told you everything I kind of can think of right now.
How about in the garage? You keep anything flammable hanging out around here?
You know, I got paint cans and I got maybe some wood stain somewhere in here.
Oh, just somewhere in here, like.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't have us know where this like would specifically be. Maybe probably behind there, but there's not like, I mean, you're talking like little cans of like stain or something.
Okay.
And maybe some paint. I don't know if that's flammable, but
all right. Is that a stereo?
This right here, I bought this because I was going to add a sounds a little ridiculous, I'm going to put a dojo out here, and this is a modular structure that I bought from a closed down tanning salon. So I was going to turn this into a huge dojo out here for me and my son.
Especially with that there.
But yeah, definitely old
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Newer pack, maybe even a newer jacket.
Oh well, you know, you get a new chief, you get a new patch. You know how that goes. Every time there's a new chief comes in, you get a new look. Definitely. So he was.
I'll probably put it up there for now.
Okay. Assistant chief, not a deputy chief, an assistant chief in Dearborn Heights.
Okay.
He's been around for 8 years.
Did Howell's chief come from Dearborn or no?
Howell's chief came from Ipsy.
Okay. What about Pinckney?
Pinckney, he came from.
I know that I'd recognize the name if
I heard it. Not Taylor, not Romeo. Something.
Taylor and Romeo are way off of each other.
I know.
Taylor,
something with an N.
An M?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, so I can't remember. He's a good guy. All right.
Because he's got his son who's a guy, doesn't he?
No, not that I know of.
The Pinckney one? No.
No, not that I'm aware of. He might. I don't know.
He's kind of a shorter guy, skinny.
No.
Oh, maybe it's somebody.
No,
else.
He's taller than I am. No. Gray hair.
Else,
yeah.
Maybe it's the second in command there.
At Pinckney?
Yeah, who's that?
That's Mike Trinkle.
Mike.
He's only got a daughter. And she's they adopted her, a little black girl.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, y'all good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. All right.
Thanks.
All right. I will call.
Good meeting you.
I will
good
call
to see you.
Jeremy and send it over to you. I'm sure you'll talk to him or you'll talk to Anita or whatever.
Call me like I just said that.
Yeah, so it's yours.
Cool.
All right. All right, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, see you guys. This car's the tires are damn near bald, so if I made it up there, you should be okay.
Well, so coming up wasn't my concern, going down. Yeah, so are you going to go down this way too?
Yeah, actually, I can sit under there. If you want, I'll lift up the...
Yeah, okay.
Right. No, I don't care.
Well, honestly, it's not much different. So it's kind of half dozen here, half dozen there.
Where are you living?
411.
I have 4022.